Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We are awfully glad you are with us here once again this morning. And man, what a great day it's already been here in the High Country. We have just come from the fourth annual High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast. And a few of you might be making your way back into the Boone community having come from that event. Close to 200 business leaders from the Boone and Blowing Rock and really all of Watauga County business communities in one room together this morning for about an hour and a half of just great information. We were able to hear some about the evolution of the winter tourism economy here and really some great parallels that were delivered by Brad Moritz, the president of Appalachian Ski Mountain, on how the summer and the winter tourism seasons have really worked to complement one another over the course of the last several decades, and got some really interesting historical perspective on how things were not all that long ago, and some things that that can only make things stronger for our overall economic picture as a community moving forward. In just a few moments, we got an extra treat for you today. We've already had him speak once. We're going to have him do it again. But Dr. Harry Davis, a longtime professor at Appalachian State, longtime involvement with the North Carolina Association of Bankers and the North Carolina School of Banking, he is in studio with us today to give a synopsis of what he talked about this morning, delivering his annual economic forecast, but also just to get into some more local trends from an economic perspective. So hang around with us here for the next few minutes, and you'll get a chance to hear Dr. Harry Davis and his thoughts wrapping up what was a very successful High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast. Do want to make sure, though, those of you that are looking to scribble things on your calendar this morning, we still have plenty of them to put on there from a Boone Area Chamber perspective. Do want to mention that 1 week from tomorrow, we'll be holding a very special grand opening celebration at Howard Station. That is one of the new restaurants in our local community on Howard Street, right across the street from ECRS and Espresso News. We had Chelsea Jackson on a couple of weeks ago to talk about just what they've done at Howard Station to situate themselves as a great source for barbecue. They've got a beautiful rooftop seating area that probably is a little chilly for the first time in about a week up there right now, but certainly will be one of the highlights of our downtown landscape, and plenty more offerings there to come. So if you'd like to join us next Friday from 4 o'clock to 8, we'll be cutting a ribbon at 4:30 at Howard Station. And again, they are one of the first businesses to take advantage of what will soon be a revitalized Howard Street corridor. And they've gotten in on the front end of that. And that's certainly something that's very exciting to see what will transpire as we get another walkable, pedestrian-friendly area in the downtown Boone business community. Another date to put on your radar, not too far down the road, a little less than a month, our next Business After Hours, and this is going to be a special one. We're going to hold it at Booneshine. It's an East Boone After Hours. Many of you are becoming more and more familiar with this phenomenon that is East Boone, and it's basically a loose, grouping of a number of different business interests that have popped up east of Highway 194. That seems to be the East Boone boundary. Anything from Highway 194, Jefferson Road, onto the outskirts of town heading toward Wilkesboro, that is considered East Boone. And what we have seen over the course of the last few years is several very successful startup businesses like Center 45, Hatchet Coffee, Booneshine being an example. But we also have some of our legacy businesses in the area that are at the industrial park, like Goodnight Brothers Ham, Charleston Forge is another example. Carroll Leather Goods has got a location there as well. Some of those legacy businesses that have been doing business up here for decades and doing so successfully and putting things into a global market. We also have some very successful nonprofit agencies in this area, like Hospitality House, Hunger and Health Coalition, the Community Care Clinic, just to name a few. So what we thought we'd do is have an after hours where we could celebrate just this unique area of our business community, holding that at Booneshine and kind of telling the story of how these businesses have all worked together to keep the flavor of East Boone within the context of this small, limited geographic area. So that Business After Hours is coming up February 13th. It'll be from 5 o'clock to 7 at Booneshine. If you haven't been to that facility yet, brand new there in the industrial park. And again, one of the crown jewels in the restaurant and brewery element of what we offer here in the high country. So those are a couple of Boone Chamber dates to put on your calendar. Did tell Charles Harden as we were leaving that I'd make sure that we got a plug in for Blowing Rock Winterfest that will be going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week. Lots of great plans and a full schedule of events that you want to make sure that you skim down to make sure that you've got at least one or two of those events on your calendar. You can go to BlowingRockWinterfest.com and get all of the latest schedule updates there. This is stuff like the Polar Plunge, the Dog Show, several different opportunities to engage the local food scene in the Blowing Rock area, and plenty more. So make sure you check that out, BlowingRockWinterfest.com. Make plans to be a part of that next weekend. All right, we're going to take our time out. When we come back, Dr. Harry Davis will join us with an encore presentation of the High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast speech he gave just moments ago over at the Meadowbrook Inn. We'll get some thoughts here on what we can expect in our local economic picture as we move even further into 2020. You're listening to Mind Your Business this morning, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce talking economic forecast for 2020. And again, thanks to those that made their way over to Blowing Rock before the sun came up this morning. And great conversation. Just great to have people in the room this morning talking about the betterment of our local economic picture and how Boone and Blowing Rock and Watauga County can all work together to make this area as strong as it can possibly be. You need good information to have strength, and we got some great information this morning from Dr. Harry Davis from Appalachian State, the North Carolina School of Banking, the North Carolina Bankers Association. You've got more accolades than most doctors up here do, so we'll dispense with the business card and welcome you to the program. And Harry, first off, thanks for joining us here. And if you can give, I guess, somewhat of a recap of what you shared this morning, just overall trends. If somebody asked you, how's the economy going right now, what would your answer be?
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you very much, David, for having me to be a part of this. The basic line is this economic expansion is in its 11th year. It's gone on longer than any expansion in the history of our country. That's true for the nation. That's true for North Carolina. That's true for Watauga County. Watauga County, just to talk about it for a second, we have the second lowest unemployment rate in the state of North Carolina. Now, a lot of our job growth is tourism jobs, and we're second only to Buncombe County, which is essentially Asheville, in terms of the lowest unemployment rate in the state. So there's a lot of very good stuff going on in the high country. Many of you listening to this program probably have the impression that traffic in the last year, certainly starting last summer, has gotten worse, that an awful lot of people are coming to Boone during the week and on the weekends. And that's certainly true, and it's driven by the fact that the expansion has been going on for so long. People have income, they've got discretionary income, and those people are spending that money by coming to Boone to take a vacation. So it makes perfect sense when the expansion lasts this long. Salary and wage growth, and I went over this earlier this morning, salary and wage growth has been about 3.5%. Those are really strong numbers this far into an economic expansion. So the high country is doing well along with the state.
When you look at where that discretionary income is coming from, and you're exactly right, people are up here, and judging by just the anecdotal information that we've received at the Chamber, and I know Charles in Blowing Rock could say the same, people had a pretty strong 2019, and they saw that throughout all four quarters, and they saw it pretty consistently throughout the entire year. When you see where people are getting the money to spend, what market forces are working to pad the discretionary income? And are some of those forces still working in the way that can continue that train of economic activity up here for the next year?
Well, again, if you look at the state of North Carolina, we've had tremendous job growth in the state. For 6 years in a row, ending last year, we created over 70,000 jobs a year. And last year, we created 90,000 jobs. That's a lot of new jobs, a lot of people employed that weren't employed earlier. And again, those people are making money. Their salary and wage increases are 3% or even better. They've got the discretionary income to come up here and vacation. And so that's what's helping to drive the economy up here in the high country.
Dr. Harry Davis joining us here in the afterglow of the fourth annual High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast, sharing a little bit of his forecast with us here this morning on Mind Your Business. You know, we talk trends here and looking again at Watauga County from a tourism perspective. There are obvious benefits to that. But one of the downsides to that is because of the tourism economy jobs, a lot of the wages that we see there are a little bit lower than they might be in other areas. That's contributed to a little bit of a softening, I guess, in that wage growth. Where do you see opportunity for that trend to reverse itself?
Well, unfortunately, it will be a tough trend to reverse. It's the nature of the high country. We are a tourist destination. And that's not going to change. That's going to drive the economy up here. The university, of course, is a huge driver. And the state can't pass a budget. One of these days they will, I guess. And state employees that work at the universities will receive pay raises. And that will be a big boost to the local economy whenever that occurs. The problem is trying to compete when you consider wage increases and salary increases. We're compared, of course, to the other parts of the state. And so when you compare us to Charlotte or Raleigh or the Triad, I mean, those areas are getting Fortune 500 companies and their salaries are much higher. And again, it's very hard for us to compete with that.
I know we'll talk in-migration a little bit here in a moment, and that means people moving to North Carolina from other areas of the country and really of the world, and some pretty impressive numbers in terms of future growth by 2030 for this state that will knock your socks off. But thinking about kind of painting the picture for people up here that might not realize just how much of North Carolina's economy centers around really two areas in being Raleigh and Charlotte. I mean, there's so much of what we see from population trends, the financial sectors, all of the big businesses that are coming in. A lot of the state is driven in those two areas, but that does have the opportunity for trickle-out effects to some of the areas that support those large metropolitan bases.
Well, we certainly have a rural-urban divide in the state. That's true all over the country, by the way. But the metropolitan areas are definitely growing faster than the rural areas. North Carolina is sort of unique. The two biggest metropolitan areas in the state are pulling away from the other metropolitan areas. So Charlotte and Raleigh are actually pulling away from Asheville or Wilmington or the Triad, Hickory. They're just growing faster. They're having 70 people a day move to Charlotte every day. Tremendous population growth in those two areas. Tremendous job growth, tremendous housing market. And that's going to continue. That does spread out around it. The metropolitan area continues to expand. So rural areas will be taken in by those metropolitan areas through time. And that's the way economic growth is going to expand out, at least in bigger parts of the state.
And that's an opportunity, in a way, too, for the high country to showcase an aspect that I don't think will get swallowed up by a metropolitan area anytime soon, but we offer something from a quality of life perspective that maybe used to be readily available 45 minutes away from one of those big city centers, but might not now. And that's something that we'll talk about and plenty more with Dr. Harry Davis when we come back from this time out here this morning on Mind Your Business, recapping the 2020 version of the High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast. And we'll continue to do that right after this time out here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. And welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with the Boone Chamber visiting with Dr. Harry Davis from Appalachian State. He was our keynote speaker this morning at the annual High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast, talking about some local economic trends and the way things may transpire in 2020. We were talking about in-migration a moment ago, Dr. Davis, and we're looking at trends of people moving to North Carolina from other areas and what the expected shift in population might look like by the year 2030, just some staggering numbers about people moving in and ultimately affecting in a positive direction or an upward direction the population here in North Carolina. What do you feel like the long-term effect of that is?
Yeah, the numbers are off the chart. We have the fourth highest in-migration rate among the 50 states here in North Carolina. We are behind only Florida, Texas, and Arizona. Over the next 10 years, by 2030, our population will grow by 2 million people. We will go from roughly 10 million to 12 million. Now, think about that. That's 200,000 people a year for the next 10 years, 16,600 people a month for the next 10 years are either coming to North Carolina, or it's organic growth also, babies being born relative to the number of people dying. So we're going to have a tremendous increase in population. And one of the points that I made along with this is we're going to have serious infrastructure problems in the state in terms of transportation. Just think about, if you think traffic is bad in North Carolina now, particularly in the urban areas, it's going to get a lot worse unless we build a tremendous amount of infrastructure to deal with an additional 2 million people over the next 10 years.
You know, you mentioned a lot of times, and not necessarily in transportation infrastructure, but it's kind of the same conversation, right? Market forces drive things to be improved in this case. And is this population swell, in your estimation, maybe enough to really start to have that conversation now? Because whether it's in the metropolitan areas, certainly we see the need for infrastructure improvement here. Mm-hmm. But making sure that the state can not only handle the load of where people are moving, but again, thinking about discretionary income from 2 million more people that are looking for a place to go. This is a handy place to get to from Charlotte and Raleigh. And you could make the correlation that 2 million more residents to North Carolina are going to mean more opportunities to engage tourists in this area. So can we start to drive that statewide conversation now to improve things, not only in the areas where they're moving, but the areas where they're recreating?
Well, I think the state leaders, our political leaders and bodies, have got to start planning for the future in terms of infrastructure needs. These numbers are getting out there. People are finding out about this. And we're going to see it, we're going to see it on the highways. We're going to have to build a lot of housing in the state of North Carolina to put up with 2 million additional people over the next 10 years. Those people will not only work and live and across the state, but they will have discretionary income. They will make money, and they will spend it in the touristy areas. So all of this will benefit economic development and economic growth right here in the High Country. And we know what we have to offer. I mean, we have a very unique place and a lifestyle and wonderment up here that other parts of the state don't have, and we are certainly going to attract a lot of tourists.
Well, and in doing that development or you know, progressing along the lines of development while not mortgaging the identity of the community, something that I know a lot of people are holding to and kind of put checks and balances in place for, so we hope to see that trend continue. In the few minutes that we've got left, some other nationwide things. I know you talked some about interest rates, stock market performance. What are some of the other highlights of some of the things that you're seeing out there right now as we start to get into the first of this new year?
Okay, well, consumer confidence. How do consumers in our country feel? Those numbers are near record highs. They're not at the record, but historically, our consumer confidence numbers are quite high. That's also, it goes over to the stock market. Last year was a great year for the stock market. Anybody listening to this program that's got a 401k, if you've looked at your statement, you're grinning from ear to ear. Last year, the FinTech Index went up over 45%. So if you were in Apple or Amazon or Facebook, those stock prices went up tremendously. But even just broad market indexes, the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones Industrial Average, they were up over 25%. So there's a lot of consumer confidence. The stock market is doing extremely well. So there's a lot to be feel good about.
From an interest rate perspective, I know that's always a popular topic. What do you see transpiring there?
I think the Fed is doing a great job of controlling interest rates in our country. I thought they raised them too much in 2018. They brought them back down a little bit in 2019. And right now, I think they're right. They are going to try to engineer a soft landing for our economy at some point. We're going to have a recession again. And the trick is to have a short, shallow recession. And I think they are on the path to generate that for us. And let me just say, I don't see a recession anytime soon. There won't be one this year, and I can't see it occurring early next year. So we're going to have a long period of economic growth that will continue, and the Fed is doing everything that it can to generate a soft landing.
Dr. Harry Davis joining us from Appalachian State and from the North Carolina School of Banking, North Carolina Bankers Association. He was our featured economist this morning at the High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast. Final question for you. You know, you've been involved with the Boone Chamber board of directors, you've been on committees, you've been in your post at Appalachian State for a long time. You've seen this business economy grow. What's the smart next step for here in your mind to make sure, again, we're not mortgaging the integrity of the community, but we can grow to meet needs, we can grow to meet trends, and see people coming to us in different ways than maybe they did 30, 40 years ago. Reliance on things like broadband, infrastructure. How can we make sure we're ready for whatever that next shift is?
Well, we clearly have to make sure that we're connected. We've got to make sure that we've got 5G and we're moving in the right directions in terms of the information highway. We need to get out in front in terms of what kind of infrastructure do we want to build. How are we going to deal with the additional influx of people to the high country? Let's do it in a way in which it works, in which we all are able to share the space and not destroy it. We don't want to do that. So we need to get out in front, I think, and start envisioning how we're going to adapt the infrastructure and build the infrastructure to make this an even better place to live with these additional people.
Well, it's a very poetic way in a lot of senses, based off everything that we've heard today. Great way to end your comments this morning, and I certainly appreciate everything you've done to help drive a lot of the conversation that we have as a community around getting our minds wrapped around these things. So we've made you talk enough today.
Thank you very much.
You may now retreat.
Thank you very much for having me, David. I appreciate it.
Dr. Harry Davis joining us again, featured speaker this morning at our annual economic kickoff breakfast. Want to thank the fine staff at Meadowbrook Inn for rolling out the red carpet for us this morning. Our presenting sponsor, Peak Group Insurance, 444 Construction. Part of that as well as Allen CPA. You'll hear Jonathan Allen on here from time to time as well as we continue to have some of these conversations. That'll do it for this morning's installment of Mind Your Business. We will be right back with you again, same place, same time, next week, right here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.